Like old West icons, gunfighter Wild Bill Hickok is shrouded in myths. He likely started a lot of them. More than 30 frontiersmen went by the nickname Wild Bill, and Hickok had other nicknames besides Wild Bill, including Dutch Bill, Duck Bill, and Shanghai Bill. Not bad for a guy named James. Yes, his name wasn't Bill or even William. Still, evidence shows that he did use William at an early date. Hickok supposedly had a magical horse named Black Nell, but he usually preferred to ride a mule. A prominent historian in the 1960s claimed that Hickok was gay because of his long hair. This says more about the 1960s than the 1860s. Like many of the frontiersmen and scouts, Hickok wore his hair long in defiance to his enemies. It was a dare to his American Indian opponents to come and try to take his hair. He lived by the popular maxim, a short-haired man is looked upon as a coward. Every classic Western movie showdown owes its genesis to one event, the Springfield, Missouri gun battle between Hickok and Dave Tutt on July 21, 1865. They faced off in the street, drew, and fired, and only one survived. Hickok, the man with the badge who kept the peace in Kansas cowtowns, created the image of the fearless lawman walking down the center of Main Street, eyes scanning the saloons for trouble. He was the first notorious peacekeeper. Others like Wyatt Earp, Bat Masterson, and Bill Tillman came later and were backdated into myth by association. The fast draw originated with Wild Bill Hickok. As W.E. Webb stated, his power lies in the wonderful quickness with which he draws a pistol and takes his aim. In his last couple of years, Hickok was going blind. Some eye experts believe that he suffered from trachoma. But Hickok biographer Joseph Rosa suggested the gunfighter got a venereal disease from brief affairs with the Cyprian sisterhood. Syphilis can cause blindness. John Wesley Hardin is often mentioned as the deadliest gunfighter, having killed some 40 men. Never mind that many of these kills were merely assassinations, or worse, he once shot a man for snoring. Even though he claimed he got the drop on Hickok, no evidence supports this brag of his. A grand dress ball took place in the evening for the residents of Monticello, Kansas Territory. William Hickok was a member of the committee of invitation. And that is convincing evidence that James was also known as William or Bill much earlier than previously accepted as the 1862 date. Court records for this period also indicate he was referred to as both J.B. Hickok and William Hickok. Also, that month, James filed a preemption claim for a quarter section, 160 acres of land, where he had been squatting off and on for almost a year. He may have intended to claim and share this land with the rest of his family. Unfortunately, a Wyandotte Indian named Samuel McCullough held a prior claim to the same land, and under the provisions of an 1842 treaty, James's claim was preempted. Homeless and farmless, James moved to Olathe, Kansas, where his cousin Guy Butler had a homestead. That was where he finally passed away. Wild Bill Hickok was actually James Hickok.